We took 315 samples across the entire site, which led us to another target, Andy, which we're naming Rush. And this is really exciting as well because we have what looks to be a 1200 meter conductor underlying this disseminated chalcopyrite with malachite staining. And if you don't know what malachite it is, it looks like this green oxidized copper at surface.
Jordan Black, Rev Metals, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Hey, Andy, good to see you again.
It's really good to see you. You're looking sharp here. Must be some good news.
Well,
So let's
we gotta stay sharp for the markets here.
That's right. Let's talk about, I've had you on a few times. Let's talk about what happened last summer. Let's go back there. You guys hit the mother lode, or what looks like the mother lode. Let's for our new listeners and new viewers, tell me about what you guys did and what you had.
Yeah, so we were pleasantly surprised last year. I'm not sure if your viewers know the story, but our property is about 30 kilometers south or southwest of the old Rottenstone mine, and that produced some of the highest grade nickel, copper, and PGEs in the country at the time. So we were actually looking for battery metals, and we went and explored the site, flew geophysics, planned a drill program, and threw a couple of exploratory holes in our property, four to be exact. And last summer, we got the assays from one of our holes, drill hole one at Ranger, and it came back at 73.55 grams per ton over 7.5 meters, which blew us away with gold, right? Because we were looking for battery metals at the time. So we were pleasantly surprised. We were all floored with the results, and since then we've shifted a bit to a gold exploration company from a battery metals company. But our roots and our history, Andy, are grassroots exploration, right? We acquired this property because we wanted to do true grassroots exploration, find a property that's never been drilled that had the potential to be a discovery. And sometimes you need a little bit of luck, and we had that last summer.
So if I can give, I have a question on that, but I want to give all the viewers and listeners a little bit of background about that. Jordan and I met, this was, I don't know, October 23 or September 23. I'm not quite sure. And it was right when this started, if you would, when we talked and had it on. And I remember I had your head geologist on there. We were all talking about nickel and the great things about nickel and how this was a great property and all that. You guys went public, and I just remember a few conversations just about just you guys were a startup, just working in a startup, and then I don't know exactly when it was. It was in the springtime, I want to say. It might have been it was when the news just came out, so it was the summer, and you guys hit. It's really that story. If you would to just, yeah, I mean, it was just good for you, and so that's really where I followed you from. So in a sense, it's, and just so everybody knows, I am a shareholder of Ramp Metals, and Ramp Metals is, as of yet, is not a sponsor of this. So they did not pay for this. But yeah, it was just what it had a lot of just fulfillment because I saw you would give birth to this project. So.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate you as a shareholder as well. It's not easy to get an exploration company, especially greenfield, public. So when nickel was hot, we raised a little bit of money. We used that money, we put it directly in the ground, and that was for geophysics T-DEM. So we got some beautiful conductors. If you pull up the maps later on our website, we had this nice eye structure. That looks similar to a property of one of our advisors, Mark Bennett, who originally sold Sirius Resources, and it was one of the biggest nickel deposits at the time too. I think he sold it for 1.8 billion. So we had all the characteristics of a nickel copper PGE play, and at the time it wasn't easy to raise money, right? Because nickel was hot, it went down. And then the TSXV, which hosts most of the junior exploration companies, was probably at a 25-year low or something, around that. And I'm not going to lie, we struggled to raise money going into the RTO. And what we did is we just put every dollar we had into the ground, and we drilled as many holes as we could with that budget, and we hit on that that target.
It was pretty amazing, actually. It really was that story, if you would. So let me peel that back a little bit, or fast forward a little bit further. So your results, and you hit gold. Tell me a little bit more about how many ounces we're talking about, or can you say that? And I know you can, but tell me about that. And then also tell me about that attracted some big names to invest in the company. Tell me about that.
For sure. So we can't talk about ounces in the ground yet because we only have four. One went into the high grade zone, which I mentioned earlier, 73.5 grams per ton over 7.5 meters. And that located down around 220, 227 meters below surface. And then we hit some lower grade stuff throughout the hole, even to the bottom of the hole that we left open with casing so we can go back down in the future. So that was one hole, Ranger, where we had some gold surface samples that we found when we were cutting the drill pads in the fall previously. And we also put three holes into our Rogue target, which is in the center of the property, the center of the eye. And that came back with some trace gold as well. Or I shouldn't say trace gold, low grade. There were some hits, 1 gram per ton, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but we're excited about that as well, because at the bottom of the hole, you had this greenstone looking rock that you normally find in gold discoveries with lots of silica flooding there. So that target's probably 3 kilometers away from Ranger. So that was like exciting as well, with three holes that we found gold across the property. And then fast forward to our prospecting program now here in the fall, or this previous fall. In October, we finally got to head out on site and do true prospecting, because originally we took the unconventional approach of just flying geophysics, and with nickel deposits, you could get away with that using magnetics, geophysics, and conductivity. And this time around, when we had a little bit of money, we did a full 14-day prospecting program. So we took 315 samples across the entire site, which led us to another target, Andy, which we're naming Rush. And this is really exciting as well, because we have what looks to be a 1,200-meter conductor underlying this disseminated chalcopyrite with malachite staining. And if you don't know what malachite it is, it looks like this green oxidized copper at surface. So we're really excited about that. And that's 7.5 kilometers to the northwest of Ranger. So we finally got out there, boots on the ground, and this was after we raised a little bit of money. We got Eric Sprott in the deal with the help of Earth Labs, and it was really nice to get shareholders like Eric in the deal and Earth Labs, who I worked with before. I actually, my exploration roots came from working with Goldspot and Earth Labs, and I know we talked about this previously, but I was in the mining industry before as an engineer, as a geotech engineer, building roads and infrastructure for mines. And then one of my firms that I worked for, a venture capital firm, we invested in Goldspot and helped take them public. And that's where I really fell in love with true exploration, because we're using AI and machine learning to actually find resources. And I was working with Denis there and CJ. And it was really great to see that come full circle here.
It's fantastic. Let's fast forward into now, 2025, January 2025. What's the plan? And you might not be able to talk specifically about this, but what's going to be, do you expect investors should be aware of that should be hitting the wire this quarter?
Yeah, look, we have a really exciting 2025. Like, I think if you think 2024 was excited, I think Q1 is going to be really exciting for Rant Metals. After this exploration program, this prospecting program, We have pending assays that we're going to couple with geophysics. So we're hoping to get out there in the coming weeks and fly the entire property again, actually to hone down drill targets. So we're going to use that information and correlate it for our upcoming drill program. And yeah, you should expect that in the coming months.
Well, it's been quite the ride, Jordan, and it looks like there's a lot of runway left here. So it's been one of those stories that it has been a pleasure to follow, and now I've jumped on the bandwagon. And I, in the past, probably the past 2 years is probably my biggest regret. When I first had you on, so.
Yeah, like I think you hear that a lot with junior exploration. Like when you start off early with no holes in the ground, it's a lot more risky. As we progress, we're de-risking the project, right? Putting more meters in the ground, which I should have mentioned in your question there that we plan on drilling anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 meters in this upcoming program. And that's what's really going to be exciting here for Rand is dissecting the Ranger target there and just seeing how much gold there is there, and also drilling a few more holes across the property, especially on our new Rush target.
Got it. Okay. Well, Jordan, people want to follow you. How do they do that? Give me your website and your social media, and if people want to buy you, how do they do that? And you're not traded on the OTC market, so how do they buy you on the TSX?
Yeah, so we're trading on the TSXV under the ticker symbol RAMP, RAMP. Our website is rampmetals.com. You could find all our social media on there. If you have any questions, there's a contact form there. You can see our latest press releases and maps, and there's a few photos on there as well. And yeah, we do not have an OTC ticker in the US, but I've heard through the grapevine you can use Interactive Brokers to purchase RAMP shares. Or go through your local broker.
Yeah, I am a client of Interactive Brokers. Interactive Brokers has not paid me for this, but I would recommend them if you want access to Ramp Metals. I bought them. It's been about, I don't know, a week ago or so. About a week ago, I got them on a dip and you're up today. So I'm very happy. But yes, that's what I advise all in US all the people using living in the US is to go to Ramp Metals, and it was seamless. So, Jordan, thank you. Love to have you on again as soon as news is hitting.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Appreciate it. Thank you.